Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. A video of the arrest of Tyre Nichols is expected to be released to the public today. The black motorist died 3 days after being pulled over for an alleged traffic violation earlier this month. Defense attorney Blake Ballin represents one of five black former officers who's charged with causing Nichols' death.
I have not seen this one, but unfortunately we've all over the last couple of years seen videos where there's police brutality involved. And so I would just caution the public to reserve judgment. You're going to feel things, you're going to experience emotions, but know that there's always more to the story.
Nichols' parents say they've already seen the video. FDA advisors are endorsing the agency's proposed changes to the nation's strategy for vaccinating people against COVID-19. NPR's Rob Stein reports that the goal is to simplify the process.
After a day-long meeting, the FDA advisors voted to simplify how people get vaccinated against COVID and make the process much more like the annual flu shots. Right now, getting vaccinated against COVID means getting two of the original shots, weeks apart, followed by one of the new bivalent Omicron boosters at least 2 months later. Under the new process, most people would just get one shot every fall that's been updated to try to match whatever strains of the virus are expected to be spreading each winter. The idea is to make vaccination much less complicated and confusing and hopefully more appealing. Rob Stein, NPR News.
A new report estimates that damages from recent back-to-back storms in California have caused between $5 and $7 billion in damages. NPR's Nathan Rott reports that the storms caused widespread flooding and more than 700 landslides.
The estimate from the credit ratings giant Moody's includes infrastructure damage and impacts from inland flooding. Insured losses alone, it says, are projected to be between $500 million and $1.5 billion. The flooding and other storm damage came from a series of atmospheric rivers, bands of high-level moisture that transport water from the Pacific to California that hit the state earlier this month. That water has helped alleviate some of the drought in the western U.S., but federal drought specialists warned just earlier this week that the water crisis is far from over. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Current and former police officers in Haiti are protesting conditions for law enforcement. They're also pleading for more resources. The unrest follows the killings of at least 10 police officers, allegedly by Haitian gangs. The UN estimates that 60% of Port-au-Prince is controlled by gangs. The Bahamian government is ordering its citizens in Haiti to leave for their own safety. This is NPR News. The International Criminal Court plans to resume its investigation into the Philippine drug war under former President Rodrigo Duterte. As Ashley Westerman reports from Manila, the investigation originally began in 2018, but Duterte's government put it on hold to conduct an internal probe.
The International Criminal Court said yesterday that it was, quote, not satisfied that the Philippines is undertaking relevant investigations related to the drug war. Carlos Conde of Human Rights Watch in the Philippines says putting the investigation of suspected human rights abuses in the hands of the ICC is the right thing to do.
This is, a path forward for accountability in the Philippines.
Rights groups estimate as many as 30,000 people have died since the anti-drug campaign began in 2016, most extrajudiciously. Philippine officials have reported some 6,000 deaths. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Westerman in Manila.
Hong Kong will soon ban CBD, labeling it a dangerous drug. It used to be sold legally in bars and shops in Hong Kong, but last year authorities imposed a ban that takes effect on February 1st. CBD is one of many chemicals found in marijuana, but it does not get users high. The Food and Drug Administration and other agencies in the U.S. say there is not enough evidence to endorse CBD as a safe supplement to treat a range of ailments, including pain. U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. Asia-Pacific markets are also in positive territory. This is NPR News.